When it came to recruiting donors, the UMass Memorial Laboratories and the Caitlin Raymond International Registry poured it on. In addition to using models, they raffled off flat-screen TVs, golf clubs, and big riding lawnmowers. And the way they paid for all this left Senior Assistant Attorney General Jim Buffetti more than a little incredulous.
How do you justify a test that costs approximately $50? How do you justify charging $4,300?
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office charged the hospital system with deceiving the public in violation of the Consumer Protection Act. At a news conference, Attorney General Michael Delaney spoke bluntly about UMass Memorial.
They lost focus of their charitable mission to save lives, and they became blinded by the pursuit of money and financial gain.
The gains were impressive. The UMass Memorial operation netted about $25 million in profits for the hospital system. The settlement today puts an end to the models and raffles. It puts a hard cap on the testing fee. It imposes stringent recruiting practices going forward. And UMass Memorial will pay the state about $250,000 in costs and civil penalties. Plus, it will donate $100,000 to the National Marrow Donor Program to help restore the image of bone marrow registries. In Massachusetts, UMass will pay about $500,000. Hospital officials declined to be interviewed. In a statement, they said they broke no laws and did no one any harm. CEO John O'Brien said, quote, "We accept full responsibility for the mistakes and errors of judgment that were made," unquote. For Jacqueline Hart, a bone marrow recipient and former worker at the Caitlin Raymond Registry, that fell far short of what she expected.
They won't come clean and say what they did was wrong and how they tarnished the reputation of a bone marrow registry.
Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis was the first to call attention to the high testing fees when city workers saw the charges on their insurance statements. Gatzis disputes the UMass claim that it did no harm.
They hurt the people that shouldn't have been hurt in this whole discussion, and those are the people that are looking for bone marrow transplants. That's who they hurt.
The scandal put a major dent in donor recruitment across New England. Some drives were canceled. Managers of other registries say participation fell at least 25%. New Hampshire officials say the money in the settlement will make the state whole. In addition, at least one insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, successfully won millions of dollars in concessions from UMass Memorial. Still, Mark Ferland, who joined the Caitlin Raymond Registry and saw a sizable charge to his personal insurance account, thinks UMass Memorial basically took the money and got to keep it.
For a highly lucrative industry, it's a slap on the hands with UMass.
Perhaps. But right as the legal settlements came to light, UMass Memorial announced it was selling its laboratories division as part of a move to close a $50 million deficit. If the settlement didn't shake up the hospital complex, the investigations might have. Donor recruitment and related testing fees largely shut down for the entire year, blowing a $25 million hole in the overall budget. Hospital officials say the sale of the lab has no connection to the bone marrow donor scandal. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.